And rumbling at you next, it's the Bathroom Spears Broadside Show for May 18th, 2023, Thursday. We're going to flash back to March 17th, 2000, since today is a busy Thursday and I'm kind of pooped. So you get to hear yesteryear's stuff. A lot of this happened around the time of some really hopeful activist activity where we thought we had a chance with a progressive so-called city council majority consisting of Catherine Byers, we thought, Tim Fitzmaurice, we thought, Chris Crone, and Keith Sugar, the last two more so than the first two, but it wasn't to be, and you'll hear more about this in the course of this tape. We did a lot of tabling on the streets, demanding there be changes in the law that makes it illegal to essentially cover yourself up with blankets or fall asleep after 11 o'clock at night or set up a tent. And it was we had what's called the table to end the sleeping ban. Lots of interviews, including Tammy Black, 40-hour worker, who was previously a broker's assistant, and she talked about the huge escalation in rents. Then we talked to a Sentinel worker who was homeless before, ticketed for sleeping in her vehicle. Mike and Amy, David Donald, used to sleep under the Soquel Bridge. Sabrina, with her child and her partner, homeless and hard, dealing with police hassles. This was actually, at this point, I think, called the Spring Mobilization to End the Sleeping Ban. And there were, I had many other interviews. We had a long one with Patty Long, who was an activist who worked with Elizabeth Gibbs, long even before my day in the mid 80s here. You had David L. read his collateral damage poem. Beauchet, who denounced being treated like trash. A former Beach Flats resident who attacked the city council and their allies for their failure to stem the hard drug trade in the Beach Flats. Squatters who cleaned up their house, or the house they squatted, but then were treated unceremoniously by police. Anthony Perez, Chris Markey with his beat-up van. Lots of folks. Comparisons from a van dweller whose name I may not have caught, who traveled from Stockton to Santa Barbara back to Santa Cruz, comparing those different towns. David, who reported the other folks being beaten up. That was about the time when the Homeless Issues Task Force, put together in 1999 as a kind of a diversion by the city council, similar to the Catch Committee that was put together in the declining days of the 2018 so-called progressive majority, which was actually more progressive than the previous majority, mainly because of Drew Glover, who was then first smeared and then dumped out of the council along with Chris Crone. And, of course, the other two members of the coalition, Sandy Brown remains heavily weakened, and she always been sort of not particularly the strong voice, for at least on many homeless issues. Jerry Henry comes in. He's a activist who was fighting for as a youth counselor out at the Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center and was facing huge fines and jail sentences simply for exercising the right to protest at different stores in that Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center, which were later, ironically, removed by, I guess, Safeway expansion. We have Ralph Nader, ducking the sleeping ban question when he came to town. We have my city council update and Scott Graham talking about the misuse of enhanced enforcement by code inspectors in the Beach Flats. And that's a lot to cram into 2 hours, probably more than we do these days. But listen in and you'll hear.